Would you consider yourself to be an avid reader?
No, I wouldn't call myself an avid reader. I do enjoy reading. In fact, I love to read. And when I get a good book, I have a hard time putting it down. But because of my time schedule, I don't think I could consider myself an avid reader.
Well, what type of books do you enjoy reading?
I love reading love stories, Christian books, mostly actually Christian love story books. I've read a lot of Karen Kingsbury's work. She is a Christian, she writes Christian novels, and I've read most of her work and love it. I've read a lot of Francine Rivers. I love her work as well. I don't like mysteries or adventurous or books like that, but if you give me a good Christian novel, I can sit in a corner for days and read it.
Is there a large availability of these types of Christian books that you enjoy in Greenville, where you live?
Not now. We do have a couple of nice bookstores in Greenville. They are, you know, your most common bookstores that people know about, Barnes and Nobles. But we used to have a bookstore here that's called The Rock, and it was not a chain. It was just a bookstore that was owned by a family here in town, and it was an amazing bookstore. It not only sold Christian books and novels and Bibles and devotion books and magazines, it also branched out into jewelry and household decorative items, and it was just an amazing bookstore to go to.
How often did you visit this bookstore?
Oh gosh, I went quite a bit. I have four children, and so I was always there looking for something for one of those children if I wasn't looking for something for myself. So I would say you could probably find me in The Rock once a week.
Oh, wow.
And I would go, and it's very peaceful in there. There was always music playing in the background. There were couches set up, and the building was divided into different rooms according to whatever type of reading you were looking for. And they even had a little coffee counter in the back that you could fix coffee. So it was a very peaceful place to go, whether you just wanted to sit there and look through your books or if you were just shopping for books. They had a great kids area, and within that area they had a play area. So if I did have one of my children in there while I was shopping, there was just a very safe, fun environment for them to play while I shopped. And it wasn't the kind of place that you needed a babysitter in there. I mean, your children were playing right around in the same area where you were shopping. But it was just a really cool atmosphere for them to be. For my children that were a little older, it was neat to be with them in there while they could see their mom shopping for Christian books for them. And really the only kind of books they could sit and look at in the play area were like Christian picture books and all. So it was just a neat environment for me and a neat environment for me to take my children.
So would you say that apart from the books that were sold at this store, you were also drawn to it because of the atmosphere it provided?
Absolutely. I would, hands down, I would rather go to that small bookstore and shop than to be in a big commercialized, and I'm not sure commercialized is the correct word there, but your big bookstores. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Barnes and Nobles. That's what I depend on now. But if I had a choice to go into a Barnes and Nobles or The Rock, which was our locally owned bookstore, I'd go in The Rock all day long. It's just that atmosphere was just more what I was looking for. And it was fun to see friends and people that I know come in and go through there and shop. It was just a very inviting environment for anyone.
Why does this Rock Christian Bookstore no longer exist?
The family that owned that bookstore got involved in mission work in town, a mission work on a large scale, and because it was family owned and operated, it was just too much for them to juggle their other work that they were doing, which was supplying food and clothing for needy families. They couldn't seem to manage both, so they actually sold the Rock, and I'm not quite sure why the new owner was not able to keep it up, but it was just a great store that this town really misses.
Did any other Christian bookstores try to start up after the Rock closed down?
Yeah, well, like I said, the Rock actually sold to new owners, which I'm not sure what happened. That just didn't work out. And we've had a couple of other bookstores, small on a small scale, in town that just weren't able to make it as well. And I guess it's just because of it's hard to compete with the larger bookstores because all the neat books and things that I was able to find at The Rock, well, Barnes and Nobles or larger stores like that probably could have gotten or ordered the same books for me, it may be even a cheaper price. So I guess these smaller bookstores just are not financially able to compete with your larger bookstores.
Well, you said earlier that you would choose a smaller local bookstore like The Rock over a big store like Barnes and Noble's. Why is that? What do you dislike about bigger bookstores?
I wouldn't say I dislike bigger bookstores. Sometimes it's overwhelming in the big bookstores. But I said that comment because I would choose a smaller bookstore or, as you know, my favorite, The Rock, because of the personal relationships that you establish with the people that work there. Whenever I'd go to The Rock, I could always count on seeing pretty much the same people. It may vary occasionally, but it was pretty much the same little girl standing behind the desk or the same guy that was stocking the shelves. And so it was just kind of neat to see familiar faces. They knew me, I knew them, and that part was fun and something I look forward to. Whereas when you go in a bigger bookstore, you're just, most of the time, just the next customer that just happened to come through the door.
You stated earlier that you don't consider yourself an avid reader. Well, now that The Rock is closed, do you visit any bookstores frequently?
No, I really don't. I do go up to the bigger bookstores now if there's a book that I need that I need immediately, or if one of my children need a book immediately. But sadly enough, I find myself doing what most of the rest of the world is doing, and that's going online and ordering it myself and having it delivered to my front porch or in my mailbox. That's just way more convenient than having to go shopping now and to look for what I need. And then if you pay a few extra dollars, you can get it the very next day. So that's really super. So I hate it for the small town bookstores that, are not able to compete with the large scale bookstores. But I see in the future, and probably not too far in the future, that the big time bookstores are going to struggle as well, because our country is so much going to online ordering, and I guess all these books are sitting in a great big warehouse somewhere, and they just ship them, out to us. So no, I don't find myself in bookstores very often now. I think probably, to hit the nail on the head with me, I enjoy going to The Rock because of just the quiet, peaceful, easygoing, sweet environment that was there. And it was comfortable and cozy, and I just love that about it. And when I go into a larger bookstore, yeah, they got sofas sitting around and chairs, and even some of them have Starbucks waiting in the corner. But it's just not the same. It's just a lot of people in and out, and just not as cozy and sweet and fun. So, I think probably I would say the reason that I say I'm comfortable now just sitting at home and ordering my books is because the big bookstores that we have in our area, or bookstore that we have in our area, is just not the cozy, fun, relaxing environment that myself and I think a lot of people enjoy about a local small bookstore. And so because the small bookstores financially can't compete with the big bookstores, then it's just easier to just, you know, curl up in my chair with my laptop and order my books right online and drink my own little cup of coffee in my own little house.
Would you be disappointed if bookstores became a thing of the past?
Yeah, I would be a little disappointed simply because I am a hands-on person, and even though I did say now we'll sit at home and order books from my computer, I also, times that I need to put my hands on a book, particularly children's books, and I want to look at the pictures and make sure that I like the quality of the book, again, if I'm giving it as a gift. So in that sense, yeah, I would be sad if bookstores no longer existed, because then I think it just takes away from being able to see the quality of the books and things that you're buying. Okay. Change is change. Some people can go with change. Some people can't. I personally am not really good with change, but I did adapt from the small town little Christian bookstore that I'd so dearly loved. Well, when that closed, I did change and learn how to use the big time bookstore. And now I have changed and learned how to order online. So, do I like the steps of the change? Not really. But that's where our world is going now, and I'm going to change with the change. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I enjoyed our talk.